Folks, have you ever taken the time to read the website's terms of service agreement? Or is it the same to you as it is to me, an inconvenience, a just disruption, just check the box and move on? Joining us to talk about this dangerous practice, quite frankly, is Christiana Lima, Tech Newsletter reporter anchoring the Technology 202, focusing on politics and policy for the Washington Post. Christiana, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, to me, it's just an inconvenience. And just to let you know, because you don't know me, I'm a lawyer as well, and I'm a little bit embarrassed. So, after I read your article, I started reading some of these terms of service agreements. They are scary.
Yeah, I mean, certainly there's a lot of information in there that most of us glance over and don't realize. And the one thing in particular that lawmakers on Capitol Hill have been concerned about is people signing away the rights to their data. And, you know, obviously your personal information, everything from your location to your demographic information to your health data, those are things that can be used to supercharge these websites' ability to serve you ads and helps their business. But I think most people, when they sign up for the website or they're surfing a website, they're signing up for a platform, they're not necessarily thinking about all this information that they're giving away.
No one really thinks about the downstream implications, but when you look at the breadth and depth of the information that they're able to garner about you and you reflect upon same, it really creates pause, right? Or it should.
Right. And so part of what lawmakers on Capitol Hill are hoping to do is they introduce this new legislation that is aptly named the TLDR Act. And part of the thinking is to create a nutrition label style summary that will kind of make it a lot easier for consumers to be able to figure out what's important about a website, what information they need to know, and so that they understand exactly what it is that they're signing away and, you know, what the cost of entry is for any given site.
Yeah, I mean, once you get through the first three or four sentences of the legal jargon of that term of service, it's enough to put you to sleep. It might be intentionally worded that way.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I mean, so some of the studies that the lawmakers have cited say that as many as like 90-95% of people don't even read them to any extent. And there are studies that show that it's an even larger percentage among young people. So certainly as we are increasingly online and in this remote world we're living in now, more and more, you know, people are going to be surfing on websites where they don't necessarily understand the trade-off that they're making.
And, you know, when I thought back about stories that were reported on about how people's private information has been manipulated by others, these organizations, in many cases, they sell, they resell. You never know really where where this information is going to end up. I know there's been a lot of local laws, state laws and stuff trying to tighten down on this as well as some federal laws. But still, you really don't know, do you, where all of your information is going to end up residing?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point. I mean, so currently there is no federal consumer data privacy law meaningful on the books. And this is something that lawmakers for years in Washington have been trying to address. As you alluded to, there are some laws at the state level, but there's not that same level of federal protection. And so that's been a longstanding push on Capitol Hill. Now, one thing to note about this new legislation is that it doesn't set limits on the data collection itself or how the data can be used. And so there are certainly some privacy advocates that likely would think that this doesn't go far enough, where it instead more tries to address transparency, just so that people at least understand what it is that they're agreeing to.
So when you consider, and we know the horror stories that are out there of how this data can be manipulated, one of the things that I like about the bill, you talk about it in your article, is that if there's a breach of the data bank where this stuff resides, whatever the website is or otherwise, that there's going to be an affirmative obligation of the company to notify you within 7 days. Is that correct?
I need to check on the 7 days. What I do know is that the summary statement that would be at the top It would require the companies to disclose if there have been reported data breaches in the past 3 years. That's one of the pieces of information that would definitely need to be disclosed in that. And then it would also require to disclose some information about particular sensitive data that they collect.
Yeah, and I misspoke. The proposal gets rid of the 7 business day mandatory waiting period. So the company, by law right now, has to wait at least 7 days before they notify you of the breach, which that doesn't make too much sense to me. Maybe there is a good reason for it. I don't know. I can't think of one.
Yeah, and I mean, and again, something that's important about this is that there have been legislative efforts to try to address some of these issues for years on Capitol Hill, but they have been notoriously stalled, bogged down amid disagreements about some of the minutia of these bills. And so, you know, someone might hear about this legislation and think that it's fairly straightforward, non-controversial. But even getting some of those over the finish line in Washington has proved pretty challenging.
Do you think the climate's changing as a result of the young lady from the whistleblower from Facebook that kind of, you know, put it all out there as to the breadth and depth? I think her name in your article, Frances Haugen, you know, disclosed this internal research data that they kept on products and how it interacted with the consumer, and they manipulated and or exploited same.
Yeah, I think it's certainly given even more momentum to efforts to actually get something done. I think one of the key things around the disclosures that Frances Haugen made are that they really showed a lot of what the companies know themselves, like what Facebook internally knows about how its products may be harming users. So that's raised a lot of questions about transparency and whether there needs to be more mandated transparency from these companies about their practices. So that's probably where it's had the most concrete impact. And there are a number of lawmakers on Capitol Hill I've spoken to who really think that this could be sort of a turning point. I remember Senator Klobuchar at a recent hearing, you know, where Frances Haugen testified, she said, you are going to be what turns the page, basically, and finally helps us to get something over the finish line. But, you know, it is an election year, and legislation is tough to get over the finish line. So we'll see if that actually comes to pass.
You know, it's interesting because there really hasn't been much of a defense, right? I mean, it is what it is. The data's there. You see the way that it was utilized. They tried to explain it away, but it doesn't seem to me like they've done a very good job.
Well, you know, one thing that's interesting about this is that even, you know, so this particular legislation would apply not to just tech companies, it's to websites, commercial websites, right, broadly. But when it comes to tech companies, a lot of them have been calling for some standards on the books. Like they themselves want some guidelines about what they need to disclose, what is okay and isn't okay use of people's data. Now, certainly, I think one of the key differences between what lawmakers want and the companies want is how much enforcement powers regulators should have to actually crack down on bad actors. But there's pretty broad consensus, like even in the industry, that there need to be some standards around this, and yet we still don't have them at the federal level.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a little bit at a time for sure. I don't ever believe that there's going to be this sweeping legislation and reform that's going to come about here. It's going to be, they will chip away at it a little bit at a time over who knows how many congressional sessions. It could be the next 20 for all I know.
Yeah, I mean, there had been a lot of hope last Congress that there'd be a data privacy books on the law. There was on the books. There was a concerted effort, bipartisan, that seemed to be gaining traction, but it fell apart, and we really haven't seen a lot come from that sense. Now, this transparency push, I think there are a lot of lawmakers that feel like they can get something done before the midterms. But you know, if it's no longer one party control in Washington after the midterms, that makes it even more complicated to get a deal done. And then it could be a question of years of before we see something on the books.
Yeah, because as you read, and we talk not just to come full circle again, when you read the terms of service, unless you really understand the business practice side of what it is that they do, you don't really know the breadth and depth of how far down the road this is going and what you've actually relinquished.
Yeah, you know, and even lawmakers on Capitol Hill at times have kind of shown a lack of understanding of some of these things, and certainly that's improved over time. But I think it speaks to the fact that a lot of the populace and everyday people just don't know exactly what they're getting into when they sign up for these services and surf online.
Well, we'll continue to follow this bill, and hopefully we'll get you back on once they decide one way or the other as to what they're going to do. Cristiano Lima, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time and your insight. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me. Same to you.
All right. It's Cristiano Lima of the Washington Post Tech 202, tech newsletter reporter, and he anchors that on politics and policy of technology. We will be right back, 504-260-1870, on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. It's No Filter Friday. We can go back to what we were talking about before or any other topic that you desire. We'll be right back. Stay with us.